It's hard to do in Texas because they've taken away some of the home rule. The state of Texas is being governed now by the governor. He's calling the shots. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard for the city to say, we're going to change this ordinance or that ordinance, or we're going to be sued. And that's the hurdle we have right now with fracking.
This is going to be a very long battle.
Yes.
Very long. Probably we'll be long gone when this
yeah.
gets finally worked out. But this everything that we're doing, like the current setback controversy, this is all geared towards one thing, eventually getting bills like House Bill 40 off the books.
And also
getting the politicians out of office who support yeah. that sort of thing.
And also getting good development in Denton.
Yeah.
Because we see them doing their plans for the future now, and we feel that those plans aren't healthy for people. And they can do it in a lot better ways. They don't have to put a house 500 feet from a gas well. They don't have to put six gas wells around a school. There are better ways to do these things. And better ways to negotiate with industry to work these things out amicably.
Yeah, that's the if there's one overriding criticism of the city government, it is that they divide the public from the developer in this case. Mm-hmm. And my argument has been, we need to all talk together about this
mm-hmm.
because. Who knows? There might be a developer who has a lot of influence who says, you know, I didn't realize that 500 feet is too close. Yeah? But the city doesn't give us that opportunity. They go in and do their own negotiations, and their negotiations are not based on health and safety. They're based on avoiding a lawsuit mm-hmm. from the developers. But I'm saying, well, do the developers know why a lot of people are upset about this? And, of course, the city has never answered that question, whether or not they have told developers about public concerns in this regard. So, yeah, the city clearly has a very set agenda. It's a traditional agenda of staff negotiating with interested parties, public being brought in as an afterthought, even though they make a big deal out of these public meetings. But what they don't tell you is that there are meetings going on that you're not public to and that you should be public to.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you hear a city talk about, oh, we're so concerned about transparency, you know that there's some non-transparent stuff going on. And that's the way it works. And we're working, again, same line of making it more transparent.
And there's one other thing, too. The internet, there were a lot of people that sent in a form protest letter about our waste management. And the mayor just sort of looked at it and set it aside, saying, well, this is just a form letter. So he did not read those names into the minutes of the meeting or the comment.
When was this?
About a month ago.
Yeah. Oh. It was when there was a thing to contract out so that other cities could bring their garbage to our landfill at a very, very reasonable rate.
And have the garbage not be recyclable. Garbage.
Some of it is
and
not recyclable.
And here, we're paying a fee here to recycle. And it's not being fair to the citizens of Denton that they bring garbage in from other cities that has not been sorted. And they're getting a reduced rate. So, and they all add to our landfill, which is a finite thing. Once it's filled up, what are we going to do? Well, they don't think about that now. They just want to get the money from the other cities. So we sent out form letters. We didn't TCE.
Texas did. Campaign for the Environment,
mm-hmm.
We worked a lot together. And they had one of those things where you have a button that says send a message. It's all the same message.
A lot of people did.
And enough for the mayor to say we're not. These don't mean anything.
Yeah, he ignored them. So that's another thing.
That was terrible.
It was. It was really bad. So our concerns have to be made public. They can't be just brushed aside.
Mm-hmm.
And what gave him the authority to do that, I don't know.
No, that's going to come up again.
Yep.